Welcome to today's video, where we're diving into a nostalgic journey through 20 sandwiches that once graced family tables across America, but have since faded into obscurity. We'll explore their origins, their peak popularity, and possible reasons why these once beloved sandwiches are now mostly forgotten. Number 1. Peanut Butter and Bacon Sandwich. The peanut butter and bacon sandwich is a fascinating and somewhat unconventional culinary creation that dates back to the early 20th century. This sandwich combines the creamy, nutty flavor of peanut butter with the salty, smoky crunch of bacon, creating a unique taste experience that is both savory and sweet. While it may seem like an odd pairing today, this sandwich actually enjoyed considerable popularity during the 1930s and 1940s, especially in American households that were dealing with the economic hardships of the Great Depression. During this period, peanut butter was an inexpensive and nutritious staple that provided essential protein and fats, making it a practical choice for families trying to stretch their food budgets. Bacon, while more of a luxury item, was often used sparingly to add flavor to meals. The combination of these two ingredients was not just a matter of convenience, but also a creative response to the need for satisfying, energy-dense meals during tough times. The origins of the peanut butter and bacon sandwich are not entirely clear, but it is believed that the idea may have come from the broader trend of pairing peanut butter with various savory and sweet items such as pickles or bananas. Bacon, with its rich umami flavor, provided a contrast to the sweetness of peanut butter, making it a surprisingly delicious combination. This sandwich also found favor among certain cultural icons. It's rumored that Elvis Presley, known for his love of unique and indulgent foods, was a fan of the peanut butter and bacon sandwich, sometimes adding banana to the mix. This variation, known as the Elvis sandwich, became legendary in its own right, though it eventually overshadowed the simpler peanut butter and bacon pairing. The decline of the peanut butter and bacon sandwich in mainstream popularity can be attributed to several factors, including the post-war shift toward more refined and health-conscious eating habits. As American diets began to include a wider variety of foods and fresh ingredients, the once popular sandwich fell out of favor, relegated to the status of a nostalgic oddity. However, in recent years, there has been a resurgence of interest in retro foods and unique flavor combinations, leading some adventurous eaters to rediscover and enjoy this vintage sandwich. Number 2. Victory Sandwich. The Victory Sandwich emerged as a result of food rationing during World War II, when the U.S. government encouraged citizens to conserve resources for the war effort. This sandwich was designed to be simple yet satisfying, utilizing ingredients that were widely available and did not require rationed items like meat, butter, or sugar. Typical ingredients included margarine, honey, and sometimes dried fruits like raisins or dates. The name Victory was emblematic of the patriotic spirit of the time, with the sandwich representing the American public's contribution to the war effort through sacrifices in their daily lives. The Victory sandwich was not just about practicality, it also reflected the ingenuity of homemakers who had to make do with limited resources while still providing nutritious meals for their families. The inclusion of margarine over butter, for example, was a direct result of butter being heavily rationed. Honey or molasses were often used as sweeteners in place of sugar, which was also rationed. The use of whole grain or enriched bread added nutritional value, as the government promoted the consumption of fortified foods to ensure the population remained healthy, despite the shortages. The Victory sandwich became a symbol of resilience and unity on the home front, as families across the country embraced the challenge of creating meals with whatever ingredients were available. Despite its humble origins, the sandwich provided comfort during a time of uncertainty, helping to maintain morale both at home and among the troops abroad. After the war, as rationing ended and a wider variety of foods became available again, the Victory sandwich gradually faded from popularity, becoming a relic of a difficult but ultimately triumphant period in American history. Number 3. Tongue Sandwich. The tongue sandwich, once a beloved staple in many American households, especially among Jewish communities, represents a culinary tradition that has largely faded from modern menus. The primary ingredient, beef tongue, is a tender and flavorful cut of meat that was historically valued for its rich texture and ability to absorb the flavors of the spices and brine used during its preparation. In the early to mid-20th century, the tongue sandwich was commonly found in delicatessens and was a popular choice for a hearty lunch or dinner. The preparation of beef tongue involves slow cooking, typically by simmering in a seasoned broth for several hours until the meat is tender enough to slice thinly. The slices were often served on rye bread with mustard, pickles, and sometimes lettuce, creating a sandwich that was both savory and satisfying. The appeal of the tongue sandwich was not just in its flavor, but also in its connection to traditional foodways, particularly in Eastern European Jewish cuisine, where resourcefulness and the use of the entire animal were common practices. However, the tongue sandwich began to decline in popularity as post-war American tastes shifted towards more standardized and less adventurous foods. The increasing availability of more commonly accepted meats, such as turkey and ham, and the growing stigma against organ meats due to their perceived unpleasantness or strong flavors, contributed to the tongue's fall from favor. Additionally, the labor-intensive preparation process of beef tongue made it less appealing in a culture increasingly drawn to convenience and speed in food preparation. Despite its decline, the tongue sandwich remains a delicacy for some, particularly in gourmet circles and among those who appreciate traditional old-world flavors. In recent years, there has been a minor resurgence in interest, driven by the broader movement towards nose-to-tail eating and a growing appreciation for the culinary heritage that the tongue sandwich represents. Number 4, olive and cream cheese sandwich. The olive and cream cheese sandwich, a classic combination, was particularly popular during the mid-20th century. This sandwich became a staple at social gatherings, especially in the 1950s and 1960s, when finger foods and dainty sandwiches were in vogue for afternoon teas, luncheons, and cocktail parties. The sandwich's appeal lay in its balance of flavors. The creamy, tangy smoothness of the cream cheese paired with the salty, briny bite of finely chopped green olives. To prepare it, soft cream cheese was typically spread generously on soft white or wheat bread and then mixed with sliced or chopped green olives, often stuffed with pimentos, which added a slight sweetness and an extra layer of flavor. The combination was sometimes enhanced with a touch of mayonnaise or lemon juice to add extra tanginess and to make the spread easier to work with. The sandwich was considered elegant, yet easy to prepare, making it a go-to choice for hosts looking to impress guests with minimal effort. However, as culinary trends evolved and people began favoring more complex or health-conscious options, the olive and cream cheese sandwich gradually fell out of favor. Today, it remains a nostalgic dish, often remembered fondly by those who grew up with it, but it's much less common on modern menus. Number 5, Spam and Pineapple Sandwich. The Spam and Pineapple Sandwich is a product of post-World War II America, a time when canned foods were at the height of their popularity. Spam, a canned pork product introduced during the 1930s, became a staple during the war due to its long shelf life and convenience. When soldiers returned home, many brought with them a taste for Spam, which quickly found its way into a variety of home-cooked meals, including sandwiches. The combination of Spam and pineapple might seem unusual today, but it reflects the era's fascination with sweet and savory pairings. The sweet acidity of pineapple helped to balance the rich, salty flavor of Spam, creating a flavor profile that was both bold and satisfying. This sandwich was often assembled by grilling or pan-frying slices of Spam to enhance its flavor and crispness. The pineapple, typically canned and often grilled or served cold, added a refreshing contrast. This sandwich became particularly popular in the 1950s and 1960s, coinciding with the rise of tiki culture and the American fascination with all things Hawaiian. Pineapple, often associated with tropical themes, was a trendy ingredient during this time, making its way into various dishes as a symbol of exotic flair. The Spam and pineapple sandwich, therefore, was not just a meal, but a reflection of mid-century American culinary trends, which embraced convenience, novelty, and the fusion of flavors. However, as fresh ingredients became more accessible and dietary habits shifted towards healthier options in the later decades, the Spam and pineapple sandwich began to fade from popularity. The decline of processed meats in favor of fresher, less sodium-laden alternatives further contributed to its fall from grace. Despite this, the sandwich remains a nostalgic memory for many and occasionally resurfaces in retro-themed menus or culinary experiments. Number 6. Deviled Ham Sandwich. The deviled ham sandwich has its roots in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, with deviled ham being a popular spread made from finely ground ham mixed with spices, mustard, and mayonnaise, or other binding agents. The term deviled refers to the process of spicing or flavoring food, often giving it a tangy or slightly spicy kick. The spread was first commercially produced by the Underwood Company in 1868, making it one of the earliest canned meats in the United States. This sandwich became a lunchtime favorite because of its convenience and rich flavor. Deviled ham was often spread on white or rye bread, sometimes accompanied by lettuce, tomato, or pickles to add a crunch and contrast to the creamy texture. The ease of preparation made it a go-to option for busy households, especially during the mid-20th century when pre-made and packaged foods were highly valued for their time-saving qualities. However, the deviled ham sandwich started to decline in popularity as consumer preferences shifted towards fresher, less processed options. The high sodium content and the perception of canned meats as being lower quality led many to abandon this once-favored meal. Despite this, deviled ham still holds a nostalgic place in American food history, and it occasionally makes a comeback in retro-themed menus or as a comfort food for those who grew up with it. Number 7. Egg and Olive Sandwich. The egg and olive sandwich was a popular choice in mid-20th century American kitchens, particularly during the 1960s and 1970s. This sandwich is a unique twist on the traditional egg salad, where the basic egg salad mixture, usually consisting of hard-boiled eggs, mayonnaise, mustard, and seasonings, is enhanced with the addition of chopped green olives. The olives, often the pimento-stuffed variety, add a tangy, salty flavor that contrasts with the creamy richness of the eggs and mayonnaise, creating a distinctive taste that many found appealing. The sandwich was typically served on white or whole wheat bread, with some variations including lettuce for added crunch. It was especially popular for lunches and picnics, as it was easy to prepare in advance and transported well. The combination of protein-rich eggs and the bold flavor of olives made it a satisfying meal that stood out from more common sandwich fillings. However, as dietary trends shifted in the late 20th century towards lighter and more health-conscious fare, the egg and olive sandwich began to decline in popularity. Concerns over the cholesterol content in eggs and the sodium levels in olives contributed to its fall from favor, as consumers began seeking out sandwiches that were perceived as healthier. Despite this, the egg and olive sandwich remains a nostalgic favorite for those who grew up with it, and it still makes appearances in retro-inspired menus or as a comfort food. Number 8. Cheese Dream Sandwich. The cheese dream sandwich, a popular comfort food during the 1930s and 1940s, was a simple yet satisfying dish that reflected the era's focus on frugality and resourcefulness. This open-faced sandwich typically consisted of a slice of bread topped with a slice of American cheese, sometimes accompanied by a slice of tomato or a strip of bacon, and then broiled until the cheese melted and bubbled. The result was a warm, gooey, and crispy treat that was both affordable and easy to prepare. The sandwich gained widespread popularity during the Great Depression, when ingredients were scarce and people needed to stretch their food budgets. The cheese dream was not only inexpensive, but also versatile. It could be served as a quick lunch, a light dinner, or even a hearty snack. The simplicity of the ingredients made it accessible to almost everyone, and the broiling process added a satisfying texture that elevated the humble sandwich to a delightful meal. As time went on, the cheese dream became less common, overshadowed by more elaborate grilled cheese variations and the growing availability of diverse food options. However, its legacy remains as a nostalgic reminder of a time when simple, comforting foods played a central role in American households. Today, the cheese dream may appear on retro-themed menus or in home kitchens, where simplicity and nostalgia are celebrated. Number 9, fried bologna sandwich. The fried bologna sandwich is a humble yet iconic dish that became a staple in American households, particularly in the South and Midwest, during the mid-20th century. Bologna, a type of sausage derived from the Italian mortadella, was widely available and inexpensive, making it a popular choice for families looking for budget-friendly meal options. The sandwich typically involved a thick slice of bologna, often with the edges scored to prevent curling, fried in a skillet until browned and crispy on the edges. The frying process elevated the flavor of the bologna, giving it a slightly charred, savory taste that contrasted with the soft bread, usually white or whole wheat, used to sandwich it. The sandwich was often dressed with mustard, mayo, mayonnaise, or sometimes ketchup, and occasionally topped with lettuce, tomato, or pickles for added texture and flavor. The fried bologna sandwich was not only easy to make but also comforting, evoking a sense of nostalgia for simpler times. This sandwich was especially popular in the post-war era, when convenience and economy were key factors in meal preparation. However, as food culture shifted towards more health-conscious and gourmet options, the fried bologna sandwich began to decline in popularity. Bologna, being a processed meat with high sodium and fat content, fell out of favor as people became more aware of the health implications of consuming such products regularly. Despite this, the fried bologna sandwich remains a beloved comfort food for many, often enjoyed as an occasional indulgence or a nostalgic throwback to childhood. Number 10, hot dog sandwich. The hot dog sandwich, a simple yet creative solution to a common problem, was once a popular makeshift meal in American households, especially when hot dog buns were unavailable. This version of the classic hot dog used regular slices of bread in place of the traditional bun, offering a practical and economical alternative. The sandwich often consisted of a boiled or grilled hot dog placed diagonally on a slice of white or whole wheat bread, then folded over or topped with another slice to form a sandwich. Common condiments included mustard, ketchup, relish, and occasionally onions or sauerkraut. This makeshift sandwich was especially popular during the mid-20th century, when hot dogs were a staple at family picnics, barbecues, and quick dinners. The versatility of bread, which was always on hand in most households, made it easy to adapt to different meals, including this casual, kid-friendly option. However, as dedicated hot dog buns became more widely available and affordable, the hot dog sandwich gradually fell out of favor. Additionally, the growing popularity of fast food chains offering neatly packaged and standardized hot dogs contributed to the decline of this homemade version. While it's now more of a nostalgic memory, the hot dog sandwich remains a simple, comforting option that some still enjoy today, particularly in situations where convenience takes precedence over tradition. Number 11, Sloppy Joe Sandwich. The Sloppy Joe Sandwich, a quintessential American comfort food, traces its origins back to the early 20th century. This sandwich typically consists of ground beef cooked in a tangy, sweet tomato-based sauce, often with onions, green peppers, and spices like Worcestershire sauce. The mixture is served hot on a soft hamburger bun, where its messy, saucy nature gives the sandwich its iconic name, Sloppy Joe. The dish became particularly popular during the 1930s, likely due to its affordability and the fact that it could feed a large family with relatively few ingredients. Ground beef was inexpensive and widely available, and the addition of sauce and vegetables helped stretch the meat further. The simplicity of the recipe also made it a favorite for school cafeterias and home kitchens alike, where it was served as a quick and filling meal. Despite its humble ingredients, the Sloppy Joe has remained a beloved part of American culinary culture. Over the decades, variations have emerged, with some recipes adding barbecue sauce for a smokier flavor, or even using turkey or pork instead of beef for a healthier twist. However, its decline in mainstream dining can be attributed to the rise of fast food chains and the increasing demand for healthier, less processed foods. Still, the Sloppy Joe remains a nostalgic dish, evoking memories of family dinners and school lunches. Number 12, Pimento Cheese Sandwich. The pimento cheese sandwich is a beloved staple of Southern cuisine, often referred to as the caviar of the South. This sandwich is made using a spread that typically consists of grated sharp cheddar cheese, mayonnaise, and diced pimentos, small sweet red peppers that add both color and a mild, tangy flavor. The mixture is sometimes seasoned with a touch of garlic powder, onion powder, or hot sauce to enhance its flavor profile. Originating in the early 20th century, the pimento cheese spread gained popularity due to its affordability and ease of preparation. The sandwich became a common fixture at social gatherings, picnics, and church potlucks throughout the southern United States. It was also a popular item at lunch counters and cafes, where it was served on soft white bread, though variations using whole wheat or rye bread have also been enjoyed. The spread's creamy texture, combined with the slight crunch of the cheese and the subtle sweetness of the pimentos, creates a delightful contrast that made it a comfort food for many. Despite its strong regional ties, the pimento cheese sandwich has experienced fluctuations in popularity, especially as tastes evolved and more modern. Diverse sandwich fillings became available. However, it remains a cultural icon in the South, often featured at events like the Masters Tournament, where it is traditionally served to attendees. Number 13, chipped beef on toast. Chipped beef on toast is a dish that became especially popular in the United States during the early 20th century, particularly within the military. The dish consists of thin slices of dried beef, which are typically salty and preserved, served in a creamy white sauce over toasted bread. This meal was a staple in military mess halls, especially during World War I and World War II, because it was inexpensive, easy to prepare in large quantities, and made from non-perishable ingredients. The recipe usually involves making a bechamel sauce, a simple white sauce made from butter, flour, and milk, to which the chipped beef is added. The combination of the salty beef and the rich, creamy sauce makes for a hearty and filling dish. It was often served as a breakfast or brunch item, providing a substantial meal to start the day, particularly for soldiers who needed energy for their demanding routines. In civilian life, chipped beef on toast gained popularity during the Great Depression, when affordable and filling meals were essential for many families. Over time, however, as food preferences shifted towards fresher, less processed ingredients, this dish began to decline in popularity. Today, it is often remembered nostalgically, especially by those with military backgrounds or those who grew up during the mid-20th century. It is occasionally still found on diner menus, particularly in regions with strong military ties, serving as a comforting reminder of the past. Number 14, liverwurst sandwich. The liverwurst sandwich is a traditional delicacy that was once a popular choice in many American households, particularly among those of German or Eastern European descent. Liverwurst, also known as liver sausage, is a type of sausage made primarily from pork liver, although it may also contain other organ meats and pork fat. This spreadable sausage has a smooth texture and a distinctive rich flavor, which is often described as earthy and slightly metallic due to the high iron content of the liver. Typically, a liverwurst sandwich consists of slices or a spread of liverwurst placed between two slices of bread, usually rye or pumpernickel, to complement the strong flavor of the sausage. Common accompaniments include raw onions, pickles, or mustard, which add a sharp contrast to the creaminess of the liverwurst. The sandwich can be served cold, though some variations might include toasting the bread or lightly grilling the sandwich to warm the sausage and enhance its flavor. Liverwurst was particularly popular during the mid-20th century, when organ meats were more commonly consumed and valued for their nutritional benefits, especially their high levels of vitamins A and B12, iron, and protein. However, as tastes shifted and organ meats fell out of favor in American diets, the liverwurst sandwich began to decline in popularity. Today, it remains a specialty item, often found in German delicatessens, or among those who appreciate traditional, old-world flavors. Number 15, pork roll sandwich. The pork roll sandwich, a regional specialty primarily associated with New Jersey, is a beloved comfort food that has a long history dating back to the 19th century. The key ingredient, pork roll, also known as Taylor ham, is a processed meat product made from pork, salt, sugar, and spices. It was first developed by John Taylor in 1856 and quickly became a staple in the diets of residents in the Mid-Atlantic region, particularly in New Jersey. The classic pork roll sandwich typically consists of fried or grilled slices of pork roll served on a Kaiser roll or a plain sandwich bun. The sandwich is often topped with a fried egg and a slice of American cheese, creating the iconic Taylor ham, egg, and cheese combination that is especially popular as a breakfast item. The salty, savory flavor of the pork roll pairs perfectly with the richness of the egg and the creamy melt of the cheese, making it a satisfying and hearty meal. Despite its strong regional following, the pork roll sandwich has not gained widespread popularity outside of New Jersey, in part due to its highly localized appeal and the fact that pork roll is not widely available in other parts of the country. However, for those who grew up in New Jersey or have experienced this sandwich, it remains a nostalgic and cherished dish that embodies the state's culinary identity. The sandwich is so iconic in New Jersey that it has even sparked friendly debates over whether it should be called Taylor ham or pork roll, depending on which part of the state you are from. Number 16, peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich. The peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich, commonly known as the fluffernutter, is a sweet, indulgent treat that has been a favorite among American children since its inception in the early 20th century. This sandwich is made by spreading a layer of creamy peanut butter on one slice of bread and a generous layer of marshmallow fluff on the other, then pressing the two slices together. The result is a gooey, sticky, and delightfully sweet sandwich that has been a staple in lunchboxes across the United States. Marshmallow fluff was invented in Massachusetts in 1917 by Archibald Query, and it quickly became popular as an easy-to-use, shelf-stable product that provided a sweet contrast to the salty, nutty flavor of peanut butter. The combination of these two ingredients was marketed as the Fluffernutter in the 1960s by the Durkee Mower Company, which produced marshmallow fluff. The sandwich became particularly popular in New England, where it remains a cultural icon. The appeal of the Fluffernutter lies in its simplicity and the nostalgic comfort it provides. It was especially popular during the mid-20th century, when convenience foods were on the rise. However, as concerns over sugar intake and nutrition have grown, the Fluffernutter has become less common in households focused on healthier eating. Despite this, it remains a beloved treat for those who grew up with it, and it is still enjoyed by those seeking a taste of nostalgia. Number 17, Chow Mein Sandwich. The Chow Mein Sandwich is a unique and somewhat quirky regional dish that originated in the early 20th century in Fall River, Massachusetts. This sandwich is a prime example of the American penchant for combining diverse culinary influences into something entirely new and distinct. The Chow Mein Sandwich consists of crispy fried noodles, typically covered in a savory, thick gravy made with celery, onions, and sometimes meat, all served on a soft hamburger bun or sandwich roll. The origins of this sandwich can be traced back to the influx of Chinese immigrants in the New England area, who brought their culinary traditions with them. Local tastes and available ingredients led to the adaptation of traditional Chinese chow mein into a form that could be easily consumed on the go. This sandwich quickly became a local favorite, especially among mill workers in the area who needed a quick, filling, and inexpensive meal during their lunch breaks. The Chow Mein sandwich is particularly associated with the Chinese-American cuisine that developed in the U.S. during the early to mid-20th century, a time when Chinese restaurants were adapting their menus to suit American palates. Despite its localized popularity, the sandwich never gained widespread recognition beyond the New England region. Today, it remains a nostalgic item, primarily available in a few diners and Chinese-American restaurants in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, where it is celebrated as a quirky but beloved regional delicacy. Number 18, Banana and Mayo Sandwich. The banana and mayo sandwich is an unconventional but surprisingly beloved creation, particularly in the American South. This sandwich, which consists simply of slices of ripe banana layered between two slices of white bread generously spread with mayonnaise, might seem like an odd pairing to those unfamiliar with it. However, it has a devoted following, especially among those who grew up with it as a comforting quick snack or lunch option. The origins of this sandwich are somewhat obscure, but it likely became popular during the Great Depression when families had to make do with inexpensive, readily available ingredients. Bananas provided natural sweetness and nutrition, while mayonnaise added creaminess and a savory counterbalance. The combination of the two creates a unique taste experience that is both sweet and slightly tangy. This sandwich exemplifies the creativity that emerges in times of necessity, where unusual food pairings become staples due to their practicality and affordability. Despite its simple ingredients, the banana and mayo sandwich has remained a point of nostalgic comfort for many, particularly in Southern households where it was passed down through generations. Over time, as food preferences evolved and more diverse snack options became available, the banana and mayo sandwich became less common, often relegated to a quirky piece of culinary history. Nonetheless, it remains a nostalgic favorite for those who cherish the memory of this sweet and savory treat. Number 19, cucumber tea sandwiches. Cucumber tea sandwiches are a quintessential element of traditional English afternoon tea, known for their simplicity and refreshing taste. These delicate sandwiches became popular in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, particularly among the British upper class, where afternoon tea was a common social activity. The sandwich typically consists of thinly sliced cucumbers, lightly salted to draw out moisture, layered on buttered white bread. The bread is usually crustless and cut into small, neat shapes, often triangles or rectangles, to enhance the dainty presentation. The appeal of cucumber tea sandwiches lies in their lightness and subtle flavor, making them a perfect accompaniment to the stronger flavors of tea. They provided a refreshing palate cleanser during multi-course tea services that included richer pastries and cakes. Despite their humble ingredients, these sandwiches symbolized refinement and elegance, making them a staple at formal gatherings and events. However, as societal norms changed and the tradition of afternoon tea became less formal and widespread, the cucumber tea sandwich gradually lost its prominence. Today, they are more likely to be found at special occasions such as weddings, showers, or themed afternoon teas, rather than as a regular part of daily life. The sandwich remains a nostalgic nod to a bygone era of leisurely, sophisticated afternoon rituals, evoking a sense of history and tradition in the modern world. Number 20, beef tongue sandwich. The beef tongue sandwich is a culinary tradition rooted in various cultural cuisines, particularly in Jewish and Eastern European communities. Beef tongue, a delicacy prized for its tender texture and rich flavor, was once a common ingredient in many households, especially during the early to mid-20th century. The preparation of beef tongue is a time-intensive process that involves simmering the tongue for several hours until it becomes tender enough to slice thinly. The resulting meat is succulent and has a subtle beefy flavor that pairs well with various condiments. A classic beef tongue sandwich typically features slices of the cooked tongue served on rye bread, often with mustard, pickles, and sometimes horseradish, to add a sharp contrast to the mildness of the meat. The sandwich was particularly popular in Jewish delis, where it was celebrated for its comforting, hearty qualities. The decline of the beef tongue sandwich in modern cuisine can be attributed to changing tastes and the decreasing popularity of organ meats in the American diet. As processed meats and more familiar cuts like turkey and ham became more readily available and favored, tongue fell out of regular use. Despite this, the beef tongue sandwich remains a cherished dish among those who appreciate traditional old-world flavors, and it can still be found in specialty delis and gourmet restaurants that focus on heritage recipes.